Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 28, 1806. Yolepet brings a horse. The corps are back among friendly Indians and proceeding toward the Rocky Mountains, the Missouri River, and home. Captain Clark writes today about the gift of a horse.
This morning early, the great chief Yolepet brought a very elegant white horse to our camp and presented him to me, signifying his wish to get a kettle. But being informed that we had already disposed of every kettle we could possibly spare, he said he was content with whatever I thought proper to give him. I gave him my sword, 100 balls in powder, and some small articles of which he appeared perfectly satisfied. It was necessary, before we entered on our route through the plains, where we were to meet with no lodges or resident Indians, that we should lay in a stock of provisions and not depend altogether on the gun. We directed Fraser, to whom we have entrusted the duty of making the purchases, to lay in as many fat dogs as he could procure. He soon obtained 10. I saw a man who had his knee contracted, who had previously applied to me for some medicine, that if he would furnish another canoe, I would give him some medicine. He readily consented, and went himself with his canoe, by means of which we passed our horses over the river, safely hobbled them as usual. We found a Shoshone woman, prisoner among those people, by means of whom, and Sacajawea, Charbonneau's wife, we found means of conversing with the Walla Wallers. We conversed with them for several hours, and fully satisfied all their inquiries with respect to ourselves and the object of our pursuit. They were much pleased. They brought several disordered persons to us for whom they requested some medical aid. One had had his knee contracted by rheumatism, another with a broken arm, to all of whom we administered, much to the gratification of these poor wretches. We gave them some eye water, which I believe will render them more essential service than any other article in the medical way. Sore eyes seem to be a universal complaint among these people. A little before sunset, the Chimnapums arrived. They were about 100 men and a few women. They joined the Walla Wallers, who were about 150 men, and formed a half circle around our camp, where they waited very patiently to see our party dance. The fiddle was played, and the men amused themselves with dancing about an hour. The whole assembly of Indians and about 350 men and women and children sung and danced at the same time. At 10 p.m. the dance ended. Captain William Clark, April 28, 1806.
The Chimnapums Indians are now known as the Yakimaws. The eyewash, which was very popular and much requested by the Indians, included white vitriol, or zinc sulfate, and sugar of lead, or lead acetate. According to Dr. Chenard, author of the book Only One Man Died, probable causes of the sore eyes included glaucoma, trachoma, gonorrheal infections, and nearsightedness. Monday, a fork in the road.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.